Hey guys, welcome back to my lovely, lovely podcast, Project 6, which is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. Today, on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the reality of birthdays. So my birthday just passed. My birthday was May 13th. I was born May 13, 2004. I am a Taurus. Taurus sun, Pisces moon, Leo rising. A lot of people can see the Leo, which is, I do understand that part, definitely. Today, we're just going to be talking about birthdays and also the reality of birthdays. As I am getting older, I just turned 19. Can't believe I started a podcast at 18 years old because, like, not a lot of people really have the discipline for that. Or, you know, and I can't believe I did it. And I'm kind of being consistent with my lovely podcast, but I told myself that I am going to be consistent. I started the podcast in November. It's May now. It's been 6 months. So, you know, I have to be consistent in order to see good results and good progress. enough of the podcast, though. We are going to be talking about birthdays, the reality of them, like I've said two times before. The reality of birthdays, reality of, like, growth with growing up physically, focusing on the good and the scary parts of growing up. Should you celebrate them as you get older? And the value of yourself in the eyes of others on your birthday. That is a big one because I have a lot to talk about with that one. So I can't wait for you guys to hear this. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear what I have to say and maybe it will resonate with you more. The reality of birthdays is a really interesting concept that I decided to do kind of like after my birthday because I wanted to like evaluate a lot of things that have happened during and before and after my birthday. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it all in a podcast and we'll see what happens from there 100%. Let's just get into it. I'm not going to just sugarcoat everything or whatever. Just like, I know, I'm going to get straight to the point. So the reality of growth. So on my birthday, I realized a lot of things. I realized that I am a growing person physically, but also mentally and emotionally. But my birthday also brought back some feelings of feeling abandoned by friends or so-called friends. And feeling like no one really cares about me as much as I care about them on their birthdays. It got to the point where I actually wrote down a list in my notes app for like whoever said happy birthday to me, I wrote down their name. So when it was their birthday, I was gonna say happy birthday to them. And I did it. And I don't feel bad about doing that. It probably brought up some like, not emotional trauma because I've had a really good life, but emotional trauma when it comes to other people and not my family. My family has done me well over the years. I love my family, but I'm talking about other people in my life, other friends I've had growing up where I did feel abandoned. And so I wrote down the list. And at first, my other friend was like, this is insane. My mother was like, you're so petty. And I was like, yeah, like we were all joking about it. But then I thought about it more and I was like, wait, no, it's true though, because what you put out in the world is what you get. And also that comes the same with your birthday sometimes, in my opinion. If you say happy birthday to me, I'm going to say happy birthday to you. And if I've said happy birthday to you this past year, they've said happy birthday to me. Like it wasn't one way around. There were people who like didn't say happy birthday to me and everything, and I didn't really care. I just know I'm not gonna say happy birthday to them when it's their birthday. I don't know, it's not more so of a like power thing or whatever. It's just a common courtesy thing, and that happened to me today on my birthday. Not today on my birthday but Saturday on my birthday, because I'm filming this on Tuesday and releasing it on Wednesday. But this happened to me on my birthday, where a friend, I don't want to say this person's name nor their gender, but if you're close to me, then you know who this person is, where I thought they were my friend, and I thought they were, like, you know, cared about me, considering we were friends for months and months on end, they didn't even say happy birthday to me. But yet, people that I didn't even know very well, or people I haven't spoke to in years, people who were on my mom's Facebook, my ex-best friend, all these other people who came out of the woodworks, and of course my friends now, came out of the woodworks and said happy birthday to me. And I was like, this one person who was my friend for so long, even the ex-best friends say happy birthday. Mind you, like, I still say happy birthday to them if I'm still friendly with them. And there was another girl who I don't really talk to anymore either, who has said happy birthday to me, and I respect her more so much for that. But you can't even say happy birthday. So, of course, it brought up unresolved feelings of people forgetting my birthday, because I have had people who have forgotten my birthday. And then I thought about it more, and I was like, wait, I posted on my Instagram. She's seen every story. I posted even posts on my profile. She's seen that. So it just goes to show you that a person does not appreciate me and also didn't appreciate our friendship. So you know what I did? I was like, I don't want to see this person ever on my timeline again, nor do I want to speak to this person ever again. Therefore, I unfollowed them and I removed them as a follower on all of my lovely accounts. And it felt good to do that because I was like, I'm putting myself first. And I had to talk to my friend about it. She was like, no, I agree with you. You're putting yourself first. And the other friend was like, well, does she know the severity of the situation? And I was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've had drama with certain people too, but I've still said happy birthday to them. Or I still said if there's something going on with like their family, I'd be like, congratulations, da da da. Because at the end of the day, I realized I am a nice person at heart. And I may not like a person, but I still respect the person. I feel like respect is like a bottom line that everyone should have for each other. And no matter if you like a person or not, you should respect a person. And respectability comes from home. If you don't have respect at home, how are you going to respect other people in the streets? And it's true. It's 100% true, because how are you going to respect people in the streets if you can't even learn respectability at home? So anyways, but that's kind of like an example of like the value of yourself in the eyes of others on your birthday. That is a big one with me. With that was the only day of my life, or only day of the year actually, that I've cared about other people validating me. And you never really realize it until it's actually your birthday. You want people to say happy birthday to you. You want people to post you. You want people to do this and do that. And if they don't do this for you, but they do it for another person, you're like, wow, they really don't care about me as much as they care about the other person, so therefore I'm not going to do it anymore. Which is true, because you shouldn't care about a person more than they care about you. Bottom line, you should care about a person equally. Definitely. But it makes you wonder about your validation for yourself and how other people treat you on your birthday. And also, I realize on your birthday, you become more sensitive to the world around you, to humans around you, and to how they interact with you and how they validate you. And that happened to me a lot on my birthday. I cared more about, are they going to acknowledge me on my birthday in person, like people here, which did, of course. But are they going to acknowledge me calling me, texting me, posting me? You know, you think about those a lot on your birthday as you get older. And you may think, oh, do people not do this because they don't like me because of my personality? Am I too harsh? Am I not passive enough anymore? Is it because I'm more assertive now and I say how I feel? You know, I do think about those things a lot when it comes to my birthday, because as you get older, your personality change. What you can take and what you can handle changes over time. You know, I think I've gotten more of a type A personality, and I never thought I would have a personality like that. So it made me think, like, do people not like me because of my personality? Do people not like me because of things I post on social media? Do they not like me because I'm doing all of this and doing that? And like, I don't know. It makes you stem, like, are people jealous? And I know other people have had these moments of clarity on their birthdays as well. Because I have so many amazing friends at my college who do all these amazing things in the arts and everything. And yes, there will be people out there who are jealous of you. Like, bottom line, there will be people out there, or you have friends that may be jealous of you because they're not doing the same thing as you, or they want to do, but they're scared of what other people think. You know, that's a whole another episode, definitely. But it just makes you think, because I'm around so many people who are in the arts and do a lot of amazing things, that there may be people out there who are jealous of the person and don't even want to see them succeed or win. Therefore, it makes me think back to the value of myself on my birthday. Are people jealous? do people not like me because of my personality personally, and do people not like me because of things that I'm doing, therefore they won't wish me happy birthday. You think about those things sometimes, you do. But then again, there are nice people who root for you, who do all these amazing things and are like, happy birthday, like, you're such a, like, you're perfect, you're nice. And I absolutely love people like that. And I feel like this is advice for everyone, but on your birthday, analyze who is in your life. It makes you analyze, but also analyze who's in your life on your birthday, and you will realize the people that you need to keep on your birthday and the people that you need to leave behind on your birthday. You will realize it, and I realized that too, definitely, as I said earlier. But the value you see in yourself on your birthday is just really interesting, especially a person like me, because I don't really care about what other people think about me. I don't really care if I post hashtag small creator on my TikTok, or I don't care if I like look like an influencer on Instagram. I don't really care, because it's like, it's my life, it's not theirs. But then on your birthday, it's like, oh my gosh, like I actually kind of do care about what other people think about me on this day, or how I've treated people in the past year or everything like that, because I believe in karma, what goes around comes around. And so far, I've treated people very well throughout the past year. But it also makes you think, it's like, since, like I said before, since I'm more assertive now, do people think I'm mean? And it's not being mean, of course. It's not. It's more so of like, people can't handle you standing up for yourself, because for so long, people have taken advantage of you. And once again, that's a whole other thing. But it's like, still, it makes you think a lot about how you put yourself on this pedestal for people to throw flowers at you. And if they don't throw flowers at you on your birthday, you're like, oh my gosh, no one cares about me. It makes you go into like a mode, a mental mode. And it made me go into a mental mode too. I was like, I had to put my phone in D&D because everyone was telling me happy birthday, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. But I was also doing things on my birthday, and I was like, I can't look at my phone constantly. This day is supposed to be about being in the present moment. So I had to do that, but also, like, it was just like, I had to look at my phone. I had to see who said happy birthday. I had to do this, I had to do that. And I'm like, I can't do that to myself, because I realized that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's just one day out of 365 days, or a leap year, 366. So I had to kind of just like stop myself in my tracks, put my phone on D&D, and enjoy the day with people who love me, who are surrounded by me, that loves me. And that goes into a whole nother thing as well, with focusing on the good. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. My computer's like right here, my MacBook, and I have like notes on it. So if you hear like a ding, that was because of my messages. But another thing is focusing on the good. And that continues from this: when you turn off your phone and be in the present with the people who are around you, you stop focusing on what you lack on your birthday. I had to stop focusing on who didn't tell me happy birthday. And I started focusing on more so people who cared about me on my birthday, who wanted to be around me more on my birthday. And I started to focus on the people who told me happy birthday and all these other amazing things, what my parents did for me, and, you know, and just the love that gravitated towards me on that day. I start to focus innerly, is that, I don't know if innerly is like a word, but innerly on my birthday and on the good things that happened to me on my birthday. And with focusing on the good, it shifts your mindset. I remember talking to my friend, and I was telling her about the whole other situation with a friend, and I told her how, as I get older, I have to realize I can't focus on the things that I lack anymore. I can't compare myself to things or people anymore, because comparison is a thief of joy. I need to focus on what's good in my life, what's going good, what is going to be good, and keep thriving and keep doing what I want from there. And that also coincides with my birthday. I have to focus on the good things happening on my birthday, what I got for my birthday from people that I love, and the messages and the calls and, you know, the beautiful gifts and everything, instead of focusing on who didn't tell me happy birthday and who didn't. I still think my list is a good idea. I'm standing by that word. I think my list was an amazing idea. I love my little list, and I'm going to keep the list. But I think focusing on the good helps so much, not only with your birthday, but also with your life in general. It helps so much. It got off the thunderstorm lenses and put me on rose-colored lenses and made me realize I have so much good going for me that the things that I lack, I literally will not remember it in like 6 months from now. And it's so true. I don't remember the things that I lacked 6 months ago in November. I really don't. I remember the good that I had in November. I got a job at Brandy Melville. I was going home to see family that I haven't seen in 3 years. Like, I remember the good in life. And I think this is good advice for everyone who's listening to my podcast as well right now, is that you should focus on the good, because you're going to remember the good. You're not going to remember the bad. If you keep remembering the bad, you're going to have a bad life instead of a bad day, instead of a bad hour, instead of a bad moment. Like, focus on the good. And now I look at the good more. I look at the good things in my life. I've had a good life. And I came home. This is the first time me being home in 3 years. And I realized how good of a life I had before I left. I had an amazing life. I was getting my license. I was on the cheerleading team. I had the most amazing group of friends. I had like a 4.0 GPA, or I don't know. I think that was my weighted or my, I'm not sure. But I finished school before I left, like a 4.3, I think. I don't remember. But like, I did so much, and I had an amazing life in our home, and our neighbors, where all of us were so close. And like, I had a really good life, and I focused on the good. I didn't focus on the bad. I didn't focus on the boy problems. I didn't focus on like COVID. COVID was a big part of me being here, of course, but I don't really remember much of COVID. But I don't like to focus on that. I just like to focus on the good things of COVID too. Like, I had a lot of downtime. It was amazing for me, my little 15-year-old self. And I just kind of like think more about a lot of those things in my life. And I kind of realize, like, I've had a good life. Therefore, that should go into your birthday. Focus on the good, because it's your day. It's no one else's. It's your day. And if your friends, if your so-called friends can't be there for you on your birthday and acknowledge you and just be present in the moment with you, ditch them. Unless it's a real problem. Unless it's a problem that's not you and it's like something else that's really kind of like messing with them or whatever, or somebody said something. And like, somebody said something to me on my other friend's birthday one time and it really messed me up, and I tried to be there in the present and I just like couldn't. Like, then try to talk to the friend. Don't try to jump to conclusions, of course. But especially if you know that friend's consistent with, you know, with you, et cetera, et cetera. But if it's something else, like if the friend is just being a bad friend on the day, drop them. Drop them, focus on the good, and you'll be happy and healthy and content. And I promise you, like, it'll be really good. It'll be good. It'll be amazing, and you'll have fun. And yes, you'll love your birthday. The reality of growth and the reality of your birthday also stems from growing physically. Now, I just came back from the movies and I saw an amazing movie called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I got it down here. It's way cheaper to get a movie ticket down here in the South, I realized. Because up in New York City, it's $22. Down here, it's literally $7. So take that into account. It's also Tuesday matinee. But I saw it, and it was the cutest movie. There was cute elderly women in there, and they were like, I love it. It was amazing, because I guess the book came out in the 70s or something like that, by Judy Blume. So a lot of them were in there watching it, and I thought it was the cutest movie. And it reminded me of growing up as well, because in the movie, it talks about religion, but it also talks about her growing body and going through puberty. And that reminded me, because like in the movie they were very adamant about who's gonna get their period first, or who's gonna grow boobs first, or whatever, da da da. And I remember when I was younger, me and my friends in like sixth grade, we were all just like so curious about like our body parts and how they're gonna grow, and why is that girl growing boobs in fourth grade but I'm still flat chested, or why does she have her period, and and you know, and I thought it was a cute movie, but it makes me think about your birthday and how you grow physically every year. Obviously, you know, in age you grow, but also physically you grow as a person. And like on my birthday, I had to examine myself a lot and be like, oh my gosh, like I am 5'8". I'm 5'8". And, you know, I am a woman. I am a woman now. I'm a grown woman. I'm 19 years old. I'm a grown woman. And it kind of scared me a little bit, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm growing up. I'm never going to be a kid. I'm never going to be a kid again. I never can live with my parents again. And like, I'm okay with the idea of not living with my parents again, because right now I'm doing very well financially on my own, financially up and coming. But it makes you think a lot about yourself when you are growing on your birthday, and you are growing as a person throughout those years, in that year from birthday to birthday. And it makes you realize how much you grow mentally as a person too, from when you're a kid, like in the Margaret movie, to like me now as an adult. And it's like, wow, like you grow so much. And it's so beautiful to see the growth. And it's also so beautiful to see other people grow over time. Like in the movie, it was so cute to see. And I know they're going to grow into beautiful young women. And then see my little brothers are going to grow into handsome young men. And it's so beautiful to see the growth of yourself and people around you. Definitely the scary parts of growing up was definitely worrying me on my birthday, and it's kind of worrying me sometimes too. I talk about how like I love the South, I love how laid back and relaxed it is, but I also do love New York City, but I also don't love the part of the hustle bustle culture of New York City. That's why I'm, like, dreading going back to the city tonight, because I'm like, oh, I gotta do this, and I gotta do that tomorrow, I gotta do this and that to make money, da-da-da-da. But then it's also, it's like, well, in reality, you're doing it all for yourself, to save up for yourself, to make a life for yourself, to make connections for yourself. Like, it's, look at the good part of it, like, this is the starter story. I'm not gonna say the struggle story, I'm saying it's the starter, it's chapter one. I think I'm in, like, chapter two. I'm gonna say chapter two right now. I'm in chapter two of my book. Actually, no. We're ending chapter one, because this is a big book. So I'm in chapter one of my book. I'm towards the end of chapter one, about to go to chapter two. And we're just gonna, like, you know, just realize that, you know, it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. But also, it's scary, because you never know. And I realize this. Right now, I'm 19 years old. I have one business, I'm creating another one, and I also have this beautiful podcast. And I can kind of consider my podcast a business, but not right now because it's still growing up. So technically, I have three businesses at 19 years old. And it's kind of hard because people really don't know you as much. You really don't know much experience. So it's like, it's great to say you have three businesses at 19 years old, but it's also like, okay, but you're not, like, no one's really coming to you, you know? So, but you have to realize it's the idea of networking, and it's the idea of, it's scary, but it's the idea of, you know, putting yourself more out there for your business to grow. I never really wanted to work for another person. I have always knew I didn't want to be like that, and I'm happy my personality changed over time to make me realize that. But it's scary. It's scary growing up and knowing that all of this is happening, but it's also like, hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're never going to fail. Your parents are going to make sure you never fail. But also, don't fail on your own, so you don't have to rely on your parents for that. You should rely on your parents for love and care and support. And, you know, it's scary, but I feel like it's the reality of growth. It's reality of birthdays, because it makes you analyze that and visualize your life. But it's also like, you are going to be okay. You're not going to make yourself fail. Like, you're never going to do that. And guys, you're never going to do that. I'm telling this to myself, but also I hope it resonates with you guys, whoever's listening. You're not going to fail. I promise you are not going to fail. Yes. I have like another thing, which is like the last thing I want to talk about. Should you celebrate your birthdays as you get older? That is a very interesting question. So my parents have this thing with our birthdays, certain milestone birthdays, 13th birthday, 16th birthday, 18th birthday, sometimes 20th, 21st birthday, 25th birthday, 30th, 35th, you know, so on and so forth. And over the course of the years, I have remembered celebrating my birthday. I think like my 10th, my 11th, my 13th, my 16th, my 17th, my 18th, my 19th. Those are the only birthdays I vividly remember. I don't remember like the filler, like the 14th. I don't remember the 12th. Like I don't remember, well, no, I don't remember the 12th. I don't think so. No. I don't remember certain birthdays, of course. And it makes me wonder, like, should you celebrate every birthday big as you get older every year? My answer to that is no. I feel like I like my parents' method of going big and out for the milestone birthdays 100%. But I don't feel like you should go big and out for every single birthday. Me, personally, I would next year I turn 20. So you kind of have to do something for that. But this year, 19 is not really big of a milestone birthday. It's a milestone because you lived another year, which is amazing. But also, it's like, it's just 19. Like, I can vote. I can't drink. I can drive, of course. Like, it's not really a big milestone, you know? So, obviously, we went out to dinner. Then my other friends in New York City, we had lunch, a picnic, and then we went to the museum. And, you know, all these other type of things that I would think a non-milestone birthday would be like. Whereas on my 20th, I expect nothing less than perfection. Of course, perfection, that is tea. On my 18th birthday, was beautiful. It was magical in Hawaii, and I loved it. And it just, that makes me think a lot about, like, certain birthdays you should go all out for. And it's because society deems those years, those ages as like special. And it makes you think, 20th, okay, you're 20 now. You're not a teen anymore. You're 20. 21, you can drink. And you can probably rent a car in some places. No, in Hawaii, it's 18. 25, you're off your parents' health insurance, but also you're halfway at 30. 30, dude, you've been living for 3 decades. That's amazing. Congratulations. 50. Get your black balloons. You're over the hill now. Like, it just makes you think, like, certain birthdays you celebrate more. So therefore, like, should you celebrate the other ones as you get older as well? My answer is yes. I feel like no one should be alone for their birthday. No one should be alone. At least have one person there that cares about you. Go have a whole day with them if you're turning, like, 54. Or if you're turning, like, I don't know, 27 or something like that. Or go out with the girls. Go to the club on your birthday if you're turning 26. Or go to dinner with a significant other if you're turning 24. You know, I feel like birthdays should always be celebrated, no matter if it's a milestone birthday, no matter if it is just a regular, smegular number. You should always go out and celebrate your birthday. And I mean, I've known some people who are adults who just really don't do anything for their birthday. Just, like, sit and lay around. And I feel like, no, like, get up. Go enjoy your day. You know, like, I mean, like, I don't know. I would do it. But some people are just like, nah, it's another day. Or, like, certain holidays. Well, nah, it's another holiday. I'm like, I don't think it should be like that. I mean, holidays are different because if you have children, I don't think you should have that attitude. But if it's your birthday, then I'm like, no, like, gather the people that you love and let's go out and do something together. Let's walk, let's talk, let's, you know, like if I had kids and it was my birthday, I'd probably be like, guys, let's, you know, if I'm staying in town that year, like, let's go do something. My birthday's always in the warm months too, so let's go to the lake or let's go to Coney Island, even though it's Coney Island, but like still, like, let's go do something, not to just celebrate me, but celebrate like us. And I feel like when you get older and you have kids and it's your birthday, it should be about everyone, us. But obviously, you know, sometimes it's not, I mean, obviously, no, it's not about us, but I feel like if you do have the kids and it's your birthday, you should just make it about everyone, but also be like, I'm doing this because I love them, and they may be old enough to know it's your birthday, and they may get you something, they may be little and they don't know, but it's like, at least you're spending time with people that loves you and that cares about you, and I don't know, I just think that no one should be alone on their birthday. I feel like I should celebrate every birthday. Milestone birthdays, obviously go out for. Non-milestone birthdays, go to dinner, go do something, da-da-da-da. Hey, if you're those type of people that want to celebrate every birthday with a bang and everyone's looking forward to your birthday party, like the Great Gatsby's, go ahead. I'm all down for it. Invite me to your birthdays because I would love that every year. I'll be looking forward to your birthday. But yeah, that's my preference. And also, that's all of my take on birthdays, the reality of birthdays. I think that you guys, whoever's birthday it is, whoever's birthday is coming up, whoever's birthday is past, whoever's birthday is in 6 months from now, please enjoy your day with the people that love you and focus on the good. Don't let your self-esteem be measured by others. And don't be scared of the idea of growing up. Don't be scared of the idea of you feel like you are not enough, because you are. And I hope you have an amazing, amazing birthday. I really do. Now, I have to go. I have to go finish packing. But I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And please, please continue to listen to the podcast. And I will see you guys next Wednesday. Okay, bye.